Let's begin, though, with our non-trivia question. In Washington, D.C., the most important court there may just be the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, the D.C. Circuit, as it's called. Here's some of the most important federal cases. It is the court that hears most of the emergency injunctions over federal regulations on everything from food safety to air quality to some national security challenges that often need a decision in a matter of hours. The D.C. Circuit is more than just an opening act for the U.S. Supremes. It has the power to shape and direct the overall judicial agenda. It's also seen as a pool of possible Supreme Court justices. The Senate Judiciary Committee will begin hearings today on the nomination of Sri Srinivasan to the D.C. Circuit. There are currently four vacant seats on the court. President Obama has yet to fill any, in part because he's been slow to name nominees, but also because of threats of Republican opposition and filibustering. Joining us now is our good friend Jeff Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University, legal affairs editor of The New Republic, and he clerked with the chief on the D.C. Circuit. Is that correct, Mr. Rosen?
It is. It was a long time ago, but I did indeed.
Back in 1991-92 for Abner Mikva, who was then chief judge on the D.C. Court. Jeff Rosen, how important is this court, and how important is this nomination?
It is an important court for precisely the reasons you said. It's a major training ground for the U.S. Supreme Court. Nearly half the justices, actually four of the current U.S. Supreme Court justices, had previously served on the D.C. Circuit. That's Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Scalia, Justice Thomas, and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. All were on the D.C. Circuit before they were appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the court also hears these extremely important cases that you described, regulatory cases from the Food and Drug Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Labor Relations Board, some really technical cases from things like the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, which were so difficult to work out that my co-clerks and I would trade breakfast muffins, you know, to see who got the first crack at them, because they're very challenging but very important. And then all of these hugely important Guantanamo and national security cases that often do require split-second decisions. So for all these reasons, it's a really important court.
And Mr. Srinivasan, where does he come down on sort of judicial philosophy? What's his background?
He is currently the principal deputy solicitor general, the second most important person in the solicitor general's office. He's extremely smart, well thought of by the left and the right. He has the strong support of former Republican solicitors general like Paul Clement and Ted Olson. He did have some opposition from the left early on in the possibility of his nomination on the grounds that he'd represented corporate clients in private practice and also that he had defended the Bush administration's position in some Guantanamo cases. But his defenders say that's his job as Solicitor General. That was the position the Obama Justice Department took, and it wasn't his personal views. He's viewed as something of a compromise candidate who might actually be the first nominee that President Obama actually gets confirmed to the court. There are four out of the 11 seats are currently vacant. Obama was on the verge of being the first president in more than 50 years who made no nominations to the D.C. Circuit in his first term. He finally nominated Caitlin Halligan, general counsel to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, but Republicans successfully threatened to filibuster during the last term, and just recently, on March 22nd, President Obama withdrew Halligan's nomination because of the threats of Republican filibuster. So the thought is that if anyone can actually get a hearing and get through to the D.C. Circuit, it's Sri Srinivasan, and that's why his hearings are so important today.
So it sounds like Mr. Srinivasan, a challenge to him will have nothing whatsoever to do with his judicial background. It will be the political backstory between the Republicans in the Senate and President Obama.
That's precisely right. And the backstory has just been becoming more and more gothic, I guess you could call it, ever since the late 90s. But the amount of time the nominees have had to wait to get a hearing has increased longer and longer. The White House said that the nine judges that it's nominated have waited 144 days on average for a floor vote, while President George W. Bush's nominations waited an average of 34 days. Those numbers are disputed by people on the right. But it's just taken longer and longer. I interviewed John Roberts many years ago when he was a lawyer in private practice in Hogan and Hartson, and he had been first nominated to the D.C. Circuit by President George H.W. Bush, waited a long time for a hearing. The nomination was withdrawn, and then finally he was renominated by President George W. Bush. But both sides blame each other for the obstruction. It's just hard to deny the numbers. President Obama, in his second term, not a single nominee to this court. It's really quite remarkable.
So the good news is you've been nominated, Jeff Rosen, to the federal court system. The bad news is you'll have to come out of retirement when they finally get around to voting on it. What does it mean to have four vacancies on the D.C. Circuit?
Well, that's another question that's disputed. Democrats say the D.C. Circuit's workload has dramatically increased, and they cite all the cases that the court is hearing. Republicans say, actually, the justices are perfectly well-equipped. The senior judges are pulling their weight, and they're twiddling their thumbs and don't need any extra help. The truth is 4 out of 11 seats is unacceptable. I don't see how anyone could defend it. And because the cases are so politically important, too, when you have senior judges, most of whom are appointed by Republicans, there is a big partisan lopsided split on the D.C. Circuit right now, and Democrats are underrepresented, which to many people doesn't seem fair.
Thanks, as always, Jeff Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University.